Yes, snow is supposed to be tomorrow and Thursday.
And you're going to get pounded.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Been a while since you had a good pounding.
Been a while. It's funny you would mention that about having a good pounding. I had a question for you.
Okay.
At what point in a relationship do you stop making out?
Date number three.
No, not that early. We were making out for like, I would say the first 2 years we made out a lot.
And it can't last longer than a year.
Well, we did for 2 years because the first year I was kind of like, I had just gotten divorced. I didn't know if I wanted to get into another relationship. So I didn't see him as often. Do you know what I mean? So it was like when we saw each other, it was like exciting. And then when we decided to get together, then it was the first year. And the first year you make out all the time. But then we kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Like we didn't stop having sex. We just stopped making out. Those are two completely different things.
I think once you go past that role and you get into bed, you stop making out.
But why? It's so weird that like you just stop making out with the person. Like you'll have sex with them, but you won't make out with them.
Yeah, I mean guys just make out with you because they want to get to that next phase, and once they get to that next phase, you're already on base. So you don't want to go back.
Oh, I see. So you were just making out just to appease me. It was like a favor. Like, let me make out with you. I know you want that.
Yeah, chicks dig that.
So we can have sex.
Yeah, right. Chicks dig that. And they think, oh, my last boyfriend didn't make out with me anymore. This guy makes out with me all the time, enjoys kissing me.
Mm.
You know, and once we got you, then we don't like it. We don't like to kiss.
Oh, so, okay, from the very beginning, you didn't like it. You just did it to appease us.
And to get in your pants.
I see. Okay. And then once you got in our pants, no reason to keep making out.
Then I know where your mouth has been. And I don't want to kiss that no more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny because like sometimes my boyfriend and I will be having sex and his face will get close to mine and I'll be like, could you move your face over?
Yeah, ew. Yeah. You're gross.
Coffee breath.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, I'll have sex with him in any position, in any way possible. Like great sex. It's really good sex, but there's like zero, is very little kissing, if any, you know, which I think is such a bizarre thing.
Yeah. In the first couple of weeks, we enjoyed the coffee breath. Now get it the hell away from me.
Oh, yeah. Now it's like, ew, can we do this from behind? I'll be on top so I can be far away from your mouth.
I don't even want to hug you at this point.
Yeah, you know, that's so funny because like initially we would make out and then as a course of making out, you end up having sex and it's great. Now he's like, can we do it from behind? I'm like, oh, yeah, thank God, because that way I don't have to, you know, I can do other things.
You know, I can balance my checkbook.
Exactly. I can think about my day. I could list things in my head. I don't have
right.
to smell his breath. Let me know when you're done back there.
Yeah, I think now when it even comes to holding hands, I think it hurts me. To hold hands. I don't know why. It's just I don't want to touch. I don't want to kiss.
But that's the weird thing. Whenever my boyfriend and I go anywhere, he always wants to hold my hand. We hold hands all the time, and occasionally he may even throw an arm around me and like walk arm in arm. That he'll do. Or if we're out to dinner with another couple, he'll sit next to me and put his hand on my leg. Like he's very affectionate, but there's no more making out, which is so like, we'll hold hands the entire walk home from the restaurant after mm-hmm. he like held my knee all night long, but there's no kissing. So he grew up in an area of California that was right near this, I guess it was like a lake or a pond or some body of water. And there was fresh salmon there. And the dogs would get the fresh salmon and bring it back to the house. And it was like, it would stink. So the smell of salmon is something that just makes him nauseous. So whenever we go out for dinner, you know me, I always get the salmon. That's my favorite thing. So his excuse after a little while for not making out was, ew, you just had salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let me get something other than salmon. But we still don't make, I don't know. I just think it's really weird. We'll hold hands, we'll touch, we'll have sex, we'll do everything in bed, but just, look, he doesn't kiss my neck, you know
right.
what I mean? He doesn't nibble my ears, none of that stuff. All that stuff is like, that was like another lifetime.
That's why you should just keep going from guy to guy, like every 3 months. So you can always have that. But once you get past a certain time, you don't want to do it anymore.
I would say that would be the one thing. Like, if I ever cheated on him, it wouldn't really be because I have any desire to cheat on him or because I have a desire to be with somebody else. I just want to make out again. I just want somebody to, like, kiss my neck and nibble my ears. Like, I just want that again. And then I don't want it anymore. Like, just want to do it, like, a night or two and then leave me alone.
Back in the day, we could do that all night long.
Right.
Just kiss and make out and do all that. And maybe, you know, slide a hand over there and you'd push it away.
Right.
You know, that fun type of thing. Don't do that anymore. No.
Yeah.
It makes me physically ill to even think of that.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that I want him to kiss me. Because
mouth has been.
Yeah. Well, I know where that mouth. Exactly. I know where that mouth has been. And also, he just had a root canal. So he has this, like, weird smell in his mouth from the canal, you know? So it's like, now I definitely don't want to kiss him.
See? But when you first start dating, you like that smell. That smell turned you on.
No, he didn't have a smell then.
Any smell turns you on when you first start dating. But you get past a certain point, you get past 3 months, everything gets on your nerves. So you should cut it off at the end of 30 days and go to somebody else. Then it's always fresh.
I do still like my boyfriend's smell. Like, when he comes home from a long day of work and he's like got body odor, he's like, let me get in the shower. I'm like, come here first. I love the way he smells.
I can't stand it.
But maybe, you know, it's funny because whenever I don't have sex dreams anymore. I have kissing dreams. Like, if I ever have a dream with, like, where it's like me and a celebrity or something, I'm never having sex with a celebrity. I'm just making out with the celebrity.
You're making out with Timothy Olyphant. You're not having sex with him.
Nope. I've never in my dreams had sex with Timothy Olyphant. We've always just made out. Same thing with Chris Hemsworth. And I had one the other day about Mark Ruffalo, who I don't even find attractive. But, you know, it was just somebody new to make out with in my dreams.
It's the last person you saw before you closed your eyes.
Probably. I know. I was thinking I was watching a movie and that's, you know what? You're right.